Fitness Pro by TaylorMade.
Check 1-2 to Fat Mac Almighty 3XL coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com, goddammit. Before I even start this show, just let me apologize to y'all for all the curse words that you're going to hear. I have tried and I have tried, believe me, I have tried to stop cursing through my podcast. Man, I cannot seem to stop doing it. When I try and do that, it just seems like I just can't flow, man. Y'all just have to excuse my vernacular, man. You know, being a product of the streets and in the military and working in the prison system all my life, I've just picked up a very bad habit of using foul language, and I can't stop doing it. Damn. I'm going to try. I'm going to keep trying, man. Well, you know, because Like I said, I'm cognizant of it, man. I'm aware of it. And I do so hate to hear my shows after I've done them, because I'm like, man, your mouth is just, it's just horrible. But just let me just tell y'all right now, I'm just going to apologize, man. You know, apologizing to myself. That's right, man. So yeah, the Fat Mac up in this mug, man. And it is the 16th. No, it is the 17th of November. And we have a quote unquote black president. I'm fucking, there's curse word right there. Okay. And I am amazed. Okay. Yeah, I'm just simply flabbergasted, and I'm tripping off the fact that we have a black president. Never thought I'd see this shit in my lifetime. How he got there is irrelevant. Whether I thought it was fixed, or whether I thought that the powers that be put him in there, or if whether he got there on his own devices, or you know, if he's the Messiah, or if he's, you know, the opposite of the Messiah, it's irrelevant. I'm tripping, man. You actually have a black family going to the White House. I'm tripping, man. So, wow. I just wanted to acknowledge that, man. That's some historical, I was going to say historical shit, but see, all I had to say was historical. I didn't have to add shit on the end of it. I didn't have to do that, you know. But yeah, but that was a historical event. See, there you go. Substitute shit for event. There we go. That was a historical event. That's right. So, like I said, man, I'm just ecstatic about that. And there's a lot of crazy stuff going on, you know, in the world right now that involves, you know, politics and economics and domestic and foreign things going on, man. And, I don't know, bro. I'm still in a daze, and something bad is about to happen. I'm pretty sure of it. They, you know, every time you put a black man in the White House in the movies, on TV, or in Hollywood, something bad always happens. I think one of my partners, Side Trick John, told me that he watches this show called 24, and I think he got a black president on 24. And you know, the black president, you know, a nuclear bomb went off, or a couple nuclear bombs went off in the show. I guess it was in America. I haven't actually seen the show, but the black president, you know, wow, he was in office when nuclear bombs went off. Ah, that don't sound good. That don't sound right. That's kind of scary, man. And I don't know if any of y'all have seen this show called Idiocracy, or this movie called Idiocracy. It's basically about how all the stupid people on the planet have outbred all the smart people. And so we're like a couple hundred years in the future, and there's no smart people left, just idiots. And the smartest person on the planet at that time happened to be a black man, and they made him president. But I mean, the whole world was just in disarray. There was no smart people around to fix anything, and it was just, I'm like, wow, man. And of course, when I talked about Deep Impact, how there was a black president in that movie Deep Impact, played by Morgan Freeman, and we got hit by an asteroid or a meteor, you know, it's like, wow, what are they trying to say? What are those in power trying to say? Now keep that in mind, man. See, I was going to say keep that shit in mind, but I stopped myself. I said keep that in mind. I'm doing good. I'm catching myself. I'm being, what I'm looking for here. See, that's the main reason I curse, because basically the curse word is something that you put in place to give yourself time to think of something actually intelligent to say. You know, something of actual intelligence. So, you know, you substitute the curse word, you put it in there to just stall for time. You know what I mean? Just so you can say something relevant and intelligent. And then once you install a curse word, then something happens in your brain, in the cerebral cortex, the medulla oblongata, right? Then you find something intelligent and relevant to say, and then you say it. You know, so that's basically what that is. A curse word is a stall tactic. Yeah, I'm pretty much realizing that now. But anyway, we're going to take a break, man. I just want to acknowledge the whole black president thing, man. You know, want to jump on the bandwagon, you know, talk about how great he is. You know, well, basically, it's just going to be the same old... Well, I don't know about that. Hey, what was I talking about? I would say, hey, if he's the Antichrist, I don't care. As long as he lowers the gas prices, right? All right. Well, looky here, man. Shoot. Even though technically he's not the president yet, but hey, he's going to be in office and the gas prices are coming down. Hail Satan, bitch. Well, I had to say bitch on that one, because I meant to say that. That wasn't a stall tactic. That was actually something relevant that had to be said in context of the podcast. Hail Satan, bitch. Was that in bad taste? Did I scare y'all religious niggas? My fault, man. Once again, y'all know how I do. You know how I roll. Fat Mac is not a religious nigga. You know, all's fair in love and war. All this shit is fair game, man. You know, I say what I say. I do what I do. Whatever, man. Well, anyway, check this out, man. Before I roll on this break, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to talk about this song I'm about to play. It is funny as hell, right? Y'all know my girl, Sweets. You know what I mean? Sweets, that's, you know, on my website. Homegirl that got, you know, my name tatted on her calf, and, you know, and I be doing a nasty tour, matter of fact, homegirl is coming back. She moved to Michigan, now she coming back, you know, they just can't stay away from this Fat Mac motherfucker, you know what I mean? Motherfucker, oh, damn it, I lost. Anyway, yeah, she coming back, man, but this song about to play, she's actually on the track. I guess you know some people up there in Michigan, and they actually had her on this track singing. And it is hilarious because she sounds horrible, dog. For real. Check this shit out. It's actually a good song. I don't even know what the name of it is. But it's actually a good song. And it's hilarious, man, to hear Sweets trying to sing. And she's coming back to daddy. You hear me, man? Matter of fact, she's supposed to come back tonight. She's leaving Michigan. She says she missed a motherfucker, so she's coming back, man. And I can't wait to get her back because I'm just going to keep it 100. I miss smashing on that ass, man. Yeah, and not just that, but, you know, I really have a genuine soft spot for the chick, you know what I mean? I mean, it's not like I'm gonna marry her or anything, but I really, really did miss her, and I really want to come back, you know, and, you know, just keep a brother company, man, shit. And this is some information that I probably shouldn't be telling y'all, but as a side note, just to let y'all know how crazy my life is, I'm actually older than Sweet's mama. Did I tell y'all? I told y'all that last time, man. Yeah, her mama's actually 34. Okay. And how old am I now? I think I'm 38. Yeah, I'm 38. So I'm older than Sweet's mama by 4 years, man. But this is Sweet's on this track. I can't remember what the hell it's called. But she's singing on it. Try not to laugh too hard, man. She just hilarious. It's the Fat Mac, the Almighty 3XL coming at y'all live and direct, baby, from MacCity.com. I'll be back.
Hey. Hey, you know what you need, so you can call me. And I don't need help, baby, this is all me. No panties, no bras, just a tall tee. Sex so good, you don't wanna get off me. Pull your head, kiss your lips, then I'll hold your hips. Said she never had a boss, hold it down like this. Home top, I love how she move it. Home bottom, she love how I do it. She got it, I want it, I'ma get it. And if you real, then mommy, I'm with it. You say you a freak, baby, show me what you bout. And when it's in, she don't want me to take it out. She love to scream and shout, she love to say the name. Cabo the boss, she love to say the name. She know I'm real, cause I ain't really for them games. And I'ma give it to you, ma, if you do the same.
Touch my body, give me what I need. Close my eyes, take it to my fantasy. Just give it to me, just give it to me. Just give it to me right now. Touch my body, give me what I need. Close my eyes, take me to my fantasy. Just give it to me, just give it to me. Just give it to me right now.
Heart racing, breath taking, back aching, legs shaking. And I love the sounds that you making. Forget good, this sex is amazing. Who we, I love when she do that. Wifey status, she the only one that can do that. And I'ma touch your body and give you what you need. Close your eyes, take you to your fantasies. And after that, ma, you gon' really have to see. The best place to be is right here with me. She tell me take control, she know I'm a boss. And once I get her wrong, she don't wanna turn off. Sometimes she want it fast, sometimes she want it slow. At the end, she don't want me to let her go. I gotta go now, she hate for me to leave. But but she smiled cause I gave her what she needs.
Touch my body, give me what I need. Close my eyes, take it to my fantasy. Just give it to me, just give it to me, just give it to me right now. Touch my body, give me what I need. Close my eyes, take it to my fantasy. Just give it to me, just give it to me, just give it to me right now.
Tell me, give me A, B, C, D, or an F, man, on her singing skills. Yeah, that was Sweets. Trying to get her sing on and shit. Man, that's my baby, man. I swear, man. I can't get enough of that chick, man. But right now, these, you know, y'all know my two babies right now, Nish and Sweets right now, man. You know what I mean? Both of them females made the big leap, you know, basically make a commitment to this hustle, you know, make a commitment to Big Mike, Fat Mac, whatever you want to call me, you know what I mean? I'm known by many different names and many different circles or whatever. But yeah, that was her on that track. That was a pretty good track though, man. I kind of liked it, man. But anyway, let me get back to the show, man. I really didn't let y'all know what the gist of this show is. The gist of this show tonight is just basically, you know, cats on the internet and, you know, dudes, you know, around my way, they always ask me questions about, you know, my hustle, you know, about my, you know, I don't know, just how I get down, man. Mugs want to know how I do what I do and how do I get it off, and, you know, and it's just incredible to me, right? Because I don't know how to put this, man. I remember starting out in this game, right? Remembering how hard it was to do what I do, man. You know, to interact with females and get them to do whatever I want them to do. You know what I mean? And get my hustle on, man. And it was just real hard. But now it's just so easy. You know, I take it for granted, man. And when I have people actually ask me, how do you do it? And what goes into it? And I just kind of roll my eyes. But and I tend to do that because, like I said, I have forgotten how hard it is to do what I do, because it's so easy to me now. It just comes so naturally, you know what I mean? And so, you know, some cats like say, like, what's the secret to your success? Well, let me give y'all shit, there was no need to say the word shit. Anyway, one of the biggest secrets of my success is my adaptability, man. You know what I mean? Like, you got some niggas get on here and say, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, and you can't do this, you can't do that. And I'm talking about cats in general when it comes to females, right? You know, when you're talking to a female, you can't do this. Or when you're talking to a female, you got to do that. If you want to get a female to do this. Now, remember, my whole game and my whole hustle encompasses, you know, fucking with females, man. And, you know, you got what you call a square life and you got what would you call a Mac life, okay? And basically, I jump between both, you know, lives, man. And so I use different techniques, man. I trick, I Mac, I do all kinds of shit to get to where the fuck I need to go. You know what I mean? There's some niggas that say, oh man, you always gotta pimp and you always gotta Mac and you always gotta keep the thumb on a bitch neck and you always gotta tell a bitch who's in charge and you always gotta be running shit and you always gotta be confident and you always gotta be assertive. And man, let me tell y'all something, man. Nothing can be further from the motherfucking truth in the game that I play. In the game that I play, man, hey, that which does not adapt becomes extinct. Let me go ahead and reiterate that, because I've said that on a couple other of my shows, I believe, but I don't really think that shit sinks in y'all cats, man. That which does not adapt becomes extinct, man. You gotta have a different face for every different fucking situation, man. And I'm gonna start cussing on this one, you know, because I really wholeheartedly believe in this stuff, and when I, you know, really want to punctuate shit, I start cursing. Okay, but I'm just saying, man, that which does not adapt becomes extinct. So, in some situations, I mean, to become successful in this game, man, sometimes you're gonna have, gotta have a trick mentality. Sometimes you gotta have a Mac mentality, man. Right? Or sometimes you gotta have a square mentality. You know, it just all depends on the situation, bro. So, I'm just telling cats, man, you know, if some guys get in it and try and be all hard with it and shit, man, and I'm just macking on hoes, I'm just macking on bitches, and they don't never go nowhere with it. They can't get the shit off the ground, man, because they don't know how to bend in the motherfucking wind, man, you know? Shit, you gotta be like the willow tree, homeboy, man. You know, there's certain situations where you just gotta bend with a bitch. You gotta work with a bitch, man, you know what I mean? And you try and come at them too hard, man, you're gonna scare them away, and then, hey, well, where does that leave you? That leaves you with no bitches. Therefore, no bitches equals no money. You know what I mean? And some cats frown upon that shit. I ain't cooperating with no hoes. I don't cooperate with... Well, nigga, you do what you do, man. But I'm just telling you, the reason why I'm successful in the game that I'm in is because I acknowledge the fact that you gotta wear many different hats. You gotta have many different faces. You gotta be... I mean, you gotta be everything to these females, man. You know, a brother, a father, an uncle, a cousin, a best friend, a love, everything that they need me to be, goddammit, that's what the fuck I am. Okay, so that's, you know, that's one of the biggest secrets, man, that, you know, a lot of cats are missing because that y'all on this goddamn macho ass shit, man. Y'all need to calm the fuck down, man. Really, y'all really need, y'all taking this shit just a little too seriously, you know, and you just... I don't know, but like I said, man, that which doesn't adapt becomes extinct. I basically wear many different hats, man, many different faces to get to where the fuck I'm going, man. Like I said, whether it's pimping, tricking, macking, square shit, whatever the fuck I gotta do to get what the fuck I gotta get, that's what's going down, okay? Another thing that I think that, makes me so successful in this cyber pimp game, man, is, you know, I show the real in my life, man. It's like, you got a lot of cats out there on some Superman shit, man. It's like, you know, I'll never let no bitches do this to me or do that to me, and I can't be played and I can't be hustled, and, you know, bitches is always giving me money, you know, they always, I mean, I'm always taking and they always giving, and you know, with me, when you come to MacCity.com and you basically push that join button and then you get inside and you look at my shit, you're gonna see a lot of questionable shit that I do. You know what I mean? Like I said, ain't no Superman shit in MacCity.com, man. You're gonna see my weaknesses and my faults. You're gonna see a lot of things that you may not agree with, but you're also gonna see me come up. You know what I mean? Like I said, I ain't Superman, motherfucking. I'm not scared to let you niggas know it. All right, I think a lot of cats can really appreciate that. And, you know, when they go around, they listen to other cats, you know, in podcast land or other websites and shit. You know, it's, a lot of these niggas is just pulling your coattails, man. The motherfuckers, they selling you a goddamn dream, bruh. But when you come to Mac City, boy, it's like, it's unadulterated truth, goddammit. And like I said, it's right there before you, man. It's all there in written word. It's all there in video. It's all there in audio logs. It's there for you to see. You feel me, man? So it's like, you know, when a cat get, I don't know, some cats in podcast land, if they have websites or whatever, and they always talking about, yeah, I'm a Mac and I don't trick and I do this, and you know, bitches love me and I'll be putting hoes to work and all that kind. A lot of times you just gotta trust what the fuck they say. You understand what I'm saying? But with me, you ain't gotta really trust what the fuck I say, because it's all there documented in motherfucking black and white. Let me just rewind that shit and just basically, you know, let y'all marinate on that, man. Because, like I said, a lot of cats don't have no proof of what the fuck they talking about, man. They don't have no proof of their so-called game. You know what I mean? But my shit is right there in your face for you to see. You gonna see me come up. You gonna see me get played. You gonna see, I mean, damn, if I see a bitch and I'm like, bam, you know, I take a picture of her and I post her up in my blog and shit, I'll be like, this is a bitch that I want and I'm gonna come up on her, and this is the technique that I'm gonna use. You know what I mean? And then I'll come back, shit, maybe a year later. Maybe it might have took me a year to wrangle this motherfucking female in, nigga. You know what I mean? But you gonna see the gradual progression of what I did to get her and what I did to get at her. You feel me? Shit. So it's like, man, you just can't get no more real than what the fuck I'm putting down, man. I know you say, oh, nigga, if it took you a year, what kind of game is that? But fuck it, like I said, you got to get into the Mac City Journal to see the progression, to see the techniques, man. I'm juggling 10, 15 bras out of pop, nigga, okay? You understand that? This is the Fat Mac, nigga. I'm an old fat nigga with glasses. And goddamn it, I'm getting paid, and I'm getting my, I'm having to say, I'm doing it all, motherfucker. I'm doing what the fuck I want to do, you understand? And this, I'm showing you what the fuck I do, man. Like I said, a lot of niggas not showing you what the fuck they do. I mean, they talking a good game. Yeah, this is how I do, and this is what I do, and I don't let no bitches do this, and I don't let no, like I said, but I'm showing you what I do. I'm showing and proving. If I tell you I'm gonna meet me a bitch, man, I'm gonna break her down and mean this bitch. We not goddamn on good terms and shit, and I tell you, well, by next week I'll be skeeting in this bitch mouth, excuse the vernacular, okay? And then like a month down the road, here it is, the video, me getting head from this chick, and guess what, I'm skeeting in her mouth, right? Because this is some real shit, man. This is a story that I'm telling with real motherfucking females. This ain't no model shit. This is just, I hate to toot my own horn, man. But, you know, if you want to really know what the secret to my success is, this is what it is, man. Like I said, I'm not no Superman. I have flaws. I have a tendency to be soft on a bitch, you know what I mean? And like you just gotta see it, and you just gotta, you know, decide for yourself, man. If, oh man, you know, is this something for you? You know what I mean? If you can't take a dude being honest with you about himself and about just male and female relationships just in general, then you don't want to fuck with Mac City, man. Because like I said, this all these niggas with this invincible shit out here, man, ain't none of these niggas invincible, man. For real. You know, if you got a nigga out there that's claiming, you know, he don't never let no bitch get over on him, well then that's a nigga that don't let no bitch get next to him. And if a bitch can't get next to him, then that's a motherfucker that can't feel love. And if he can't feel love, then he can't love nobody. And that's a miserable motherfucker. Believe me, I know. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, when you stare at the abyss, or when you stare into the abyss, it looks back at you, man. You know, love is a two-way street. Relationships are two-way streets. So whenever you have a motherfucker that he never ever has a female that can get next to him or can clown him or goddamn take advantage of him or whatnot, that's a nigga that's not living. And I know what you're saying, man, that don't sound right. Yeah, I mean, that's shit. If you want to love somebody, if you want to be loved, man, I mean, you got to love them back, shit. And that's going to leave you open to get fucked over, man. Case in point, I'm not even going to mention her name. I know what you're going to say. Man, don't you mention that bitch name, Mac. Don't mention that bitch name. I'm not going to mention her name, okay? But I'm just saying, that's what happens when you open up your heart to a bitch, man. You know what I mean? So you gotta keep shit goddamn professional. You gotta keep shit business if you wanna keep shit pimpish, or you want to keep it maggish, or you want to keep some money in your goddamn pocket, man. You know what I mean? You can't never make that shit personal, man. So these are lessons that you're going to learn if you get up in the Mac City Journal, man. You join MacCity.com. You're going to see how I roll. You're going to see what I do. You're going to shake your head. You're going to get irritated. You're going to get pissed off. And then at times you're going to root for a brother. A lot of y'all may be rooting for the broad. You know what I mean? Game recognizes game, and you're going to see a lot of game playing, you know, intermingled between these pages, man. So I'm serious, man. I can't stress it enough, man. These are the secrets to my success when it comes to dealing with women, and when it comes to doing my thing online and having a successful business, you know, with MacCity.com, man. So, like I said, adapt and conquer. That which does not adapt becomes extinct, man. You know, I show the real in my life, man. And, like, I show cats that I'm not invincible. I ain't no Superman. I can get played. I can get got. Majority of time, you know, I do the playing. But, hey, sometimes you just get caught slipping, man. That's just a fact of life. And I'm not afraid to show it. A lot of niggas is afraid to show it. That's why a lot of cats still fucking with me. And they staying up in the members area, in the members section, because they can appreciate the honesty and the candor, man. I tell you what, man. This is a good time for a break. Brother getting long-winded, man. So right now, I'm going to play a little something for y'all with my newest freak, right? Her name is Kaja, and bruh, I'm just, there's no delicate way to put this, man. I was on some carpet munching one day, and I recorded it, man. I just want y'all to hear, you know, the carpet munch, the carpet munch session, man. Damn, she's a hot one, man. She loves to get the carpet chewed on, man. So, you know, I just want to switch it up. Just shits and giggles, man, for y'all. Just entertain yourselves and listen to this nonsense that I'm putting out, man. Shit. So, yeah, Fat Mac, baby, all day, every day. I'll be back.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Oh,
Come down this way, baby.
Oh. Damn.
Still shaking.
I'm gonna get in the shower now.
Okay.
Gucci Man is in the building. So Ice Entertainment, they told me on the track. When we come to the club, we got the choppers on deck and the yappers on deck.
Is you rolling? Is you rolling? Is you rolling? Is you rolling?
Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be.
Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up.
Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Yeah, I'm a strong man, that's where I come from. Pass that bubble twice and put this bean on your tongue. Now everything was gravy till your bitch came in. About the same time that that thing kicked in. Now she ain't really pretty, but she got a nice body. I'm geeked up, thinking this buffet about it. At your name, look Trina, cause you look like Janet Jackson. I'm on three double stacks and I'm looking for that action. Gucci, man, you stupid, man, I love the way you flowing. Riding in my drop, but I don't know where I'm going. On 285, I keep riding in a circle. The inside of my eyes smelling like a pound of purple. Gucci, showtime, give me 5 more minutes on a cold orange juice, cause I'm really, really trippin'. Went to the strip club and requested I'm the man. The next thing you know, I was throwing rubber bands.
Is you rolling? Is you rolling? Is you rolling? Is you rolling?
Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be.
Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up.
Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Yeah, y'all telling me she ain't never sucked a dick. Never took a pill or never ate a bitch. You a lie, but I ain't gon' get upset right now. But I wish I had a lie to take a piss right now. Say you marry a bitch, you might be. But I bet your husband ain't icy like me. Just stand on BC in my ass shit black tee. With them dope man Nikes and them Jordache jeans. On paper, but I still keep that Thrax on me. On the shit in East Atlanta, baby, ask about me. Pop one, pop two, two halves, that's three. Ain't no Waffle House, baby, here like Katie. Gucci hood like your hood, man, he's so street. Wearing doses in the club, cause you know the boy geek. Drop the top on that thing, let you see my seats. We been rolling, 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 we ain't slept in weeks.
Is you rolling? Is you rolling? Is you rolling? Is you rolling?
Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be.
Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up.
Bitch, I might be. Bitch, Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Yeah. Bitch, you might look fly, nigga. Get your mind right. Order Chris by the 12, like a kiss of Bud Light. Sell Kush by the bell, so you know my shit tight. 7:30 in the morning on an all night flight. I'm high like Fabo, hood like Shawty. So tell me where to go, like my name E. Fawdy. A rich rock star, nigga, I'm gon' party. Got a party pack of pills, that's at least about 40. I pour them in your hand like a bag of jelly beans. Take two of these pills, call me in the morning. 50,000 pills, man, I'm so real. $3 for a pill, that's a damn good deal.
Is you rolling? Is you rolling? Is you rolling? Rolling.
Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be.
Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up.
Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Gucci Mane? Why you swing so hard? Is you rolling or something?
Shit, well, baby, I might be. We got now. What is you doing? You trying to play? You choo-choo over here, right? Look, I ain't K-Round, baby. Nah, man, I'm not a piece of bubblegum. What I'm doing is not your business. But matter of fact, why you over here? Is you a waitress or something? Cause the shit you got don't make you like a waitress. So do what you do, right? I'm gonna give you this $100. Go get you whatever you drinking. Bring me my click by 10 in the morning juices. 5 corn juices. And we'll be straight. How about that? And is you straight? Is you single or is you married? Cause I might be. Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be.
Mac baby almighty 3XL. Once again, I had to reiterate, yeah, see, once again, you see the fruits of my labor, man. You know, niggas talking about, you know, I get bitches and I do this and I do that. I mean, shit, Mac City, you see the fruits of my labor, man. You see I get bitches, you see I fucks with bitches, man. You know, and this is one of them cases where I show and prove I fucks with bitches, man. Shit, this is the fruit of my labor. A lot of cats, you never see the fruit of their labor, man, when they talk about, you know, how much game they got. But I mean, you see what kind of game I do have. Shit, you know, like I say, sometimes I'm tricking, sometimes I'm macking, sometimes I'm on some square shit, sometimes I'm on some pimp shit, man. I adapt and conquer to the situation. And that right there was just some old regular ass shit, man, where, you know, I'm just having fun with a broad, man. Just doing my thing, having fun. Yeah, and right there, that is the proof. That is the proof that the Mac gets his in. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm getting the fucky, sucky, fucky all day long, man, if I choose to. You know what I mean? So, oh, boy. What is it? I'll tell you what. This is what I'm going to do, man. I'm going to... Yeah, I'm going to cut this show short, man. I'm going to cut it short. I don't want to be too long-winded with this. I'm going to just leave y'all with some music, man. I don't know. I just wanted to stop in, just say something to y'all for, you know, quick second, man, because, you know, shit. Just don't want to keep y'all hanging, you know. Don't, you know, I get cats that always want, and I got to stop saying that shit, too. You know. You know. You know. Stop doing that bullshit. All right. I tell you what, man. I might... Nah, hold on. I think I got some more shit to talk about. Let me push pause, man. Let me push pause and think. I got something else on my mind, but I can't remember what it is. Hold on. Nah, fuck that, man. Shit. Well, once again, apologize for all the curse words, man. I didn't make it through the show without using four-letter words, superlatives. Oh, I know what I need to do, man. I'm going to go ahead and give a shout-out to, you know, certain cats, man. You know, my nigga Tony Dreamer. You know what I mean? My nigga Tone. Yeah, what's up, man? One day, me and you got to do an interview for real, man. For real, for real, for real. Say what's up to DKG, the Knowledge Gangster. You know, one of my other partners, man, out there in cyberspace. Say what's up to that nigga TaylorMade at Chronic Cast. Blog spot and shit, fuck. And what's going on with my nigga Dope Man? What the fuck, man? Shit, there's some wild shit, some weird shit going on the internet, man. Just want to wish my dog Dope Man some luck with his current situation and shit. And then of course I want to say what's up to my nigga Trash Man. Hopefully, you know, everything will be alright with you, dog. You know what I mean? I don't really know what's going on with your case, but hopefully, man, you come out of it no worse for wear, man, for real. No doubt, man. So, hey, y'all, this the Fat Mac, baby. I'm going to go ahead and roll on out. Leave y'all with a little bit of music and shit, man. So, yeah, y'all take it light. I'm out.
Serving everybody. Ain't we up in Magic City throwing up the private? Ain't me until taking off like a rocket. Ain't my money long. Ain't I still putting on.
In the trunk will make you do the Macarena. Pull up to the floor, yeah, motherfucker, ain't I? All the glad, cool, I can buy a bitch canine. Remix, Young LA and T.I., this a banger. Throw you on that thing, you don't hear me trick, ain't I? Big roll rushes, and I got them nauseous. We be in Ferraris, the cars with the horses. And I on the pill, ride down deal. Ice 30 below, minus the wind chill. Ain't I packing chrome? And I'm blowing strong. Ain't I got it going on your drum.
Ain't I smoking strong. Ain't I putting it on. Ain't I rocking, yeah. Ain't my money long. Ain't I.
Hey, it's the king, homie. Well, purple label, ain't I fresh as I could be? Made it through my situation, ain't I blessed as I could be? Ain't I laughing at the haters trying to take a shot at me? They don't know which way to go, I make it easy, follow me. Honestly, ain't I insane? I think that's the way I gotta be. Ain't I so super fly, boy, ain't nobody hiding me. A.T.I. all on TV when he wake up and go to sleep. Everywhere they notice me, ain't for yourself, just go and see. My community, I'm serving, though they hope I don't succeed. Hear me speak, they so intrigued. Ain't he snitching? No, indeed, you come with that common flow. Your show, I have to commandeer. Since I see you can't take over, I'll just have to volunteer. Hey, ain't I your superior? Listen here, bro, you not a peer. I'm so zone one to it ain't funny. Twice the G that I appear. Rep bank here so loud and clear. Gon' be gone for about a year. So paper trail, you gotta hear. But ain't I out of here? Hey.
Ain't I smoking strong.
I'm better than you all. I can outlearn you. I can outrage you. I can outthink you. And I can out-philosophize you. And I'm going to outlast you. You think a couple of whacks to my good old boy Gus going to get me down? It's going to take a hell of a lot more than that, counselor, to prove you're better than me. I am like God, and God like me. I am as large as God. He is as small as I. He cannot above me, nor I. Beneath him, me! Salesia, 17th century.